So the law revealed that I'm a sinner. The law revealed that I am corruptible, but also did not leave me at losing hope. It gave me hope as well. The law said, even though you're a sinner, even though you are corrupt, even though you are dying, but there's good news coming in the near future. The medication is coming through the doctor of all doctors, the Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the only doctor that can heal your illness. So now, I ask you this. If anybody says that the God of the Old Testament was a killer, he was shedding blood left, right, and center, no, my beloved, God of the Old Testament said, since humanity rejected me to be their own king, ruling over their life, okay, I left them to their innocence, it failed them. I left them to their conscience, it failed them. I left them to the governments, they failed them. I left them to the fathers, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Job. They all failed humanity. And then I gave them the law and the hope to elevate them from the satanic level, which they were adherent to him in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, humanity listened to Satan, rejected God. So you fell under the control of Satan. In the fifth measure, the law, I gave it in the hope that I at least take you out of the satanic level and bring you back to the human level at least. But even in that, you failed. You broke all my laws. I gave you 10 commandments. You broke them all. Do not steal, you stole. Do not kill, you killed. Do not lie, you lied. Do not commit adultery, you did. You broke all my laws. Honor your father and mother, you failed. Do not worship any other god but me, you failed. You failed. 10 commandments. 10 you couldn't handle. How can you handle the fullness of the law of God? How can you handle it? If 10 you failed in all of them, how are you going to handle more laws? So the law failed. But I had no choice but to give you the law. Why? That's my X-ray machine. I'm the radiologist now. So I took X-ray for all of you, the entire human race. And the result said, all humans are sinners. All humans are corrupt. But the salvation is coming through the Messiah. So when the X-ray machine gave that result, so the patient said, how does it look, doctor? The doctor looked at the x-rays, he put them in that kind of a lighting box. And the doctor looked and he said to the patient, doesn't look very good. You're in deep trouble, brother. Doesn't look very good. Romans chapter 3, verses 12 and 23. Look at St. Paul, what he says about the x-ray result. Romans 3, 12 20, and 23. Verse 12. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. That was the result. Thank you, doctor. All of yous, you've turned away from God. None of you are profitable. There is not one who does good, not even one single one. Verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That was the result of the X-ray machine. For all have sinned and have fall short of the glory of God. There is not one that does good, not single one. The Lord Jesus comes in John chapter 10 and says, I am the good shepherd. Wow. The Lord Jesus says, all humanity failed to be good. I'm the only one who is good. And the word good can only apply to God. Because there is no one good but God. And Jesus says, I am the good, not a, the good shepherd, meaning he's literally saying, I am God revealed in the flesh. I wish I had time because something just came to my mind now. It's 7:28. Can I continue a little bit? Now, please pay attention. See, when the Lord Jesus appeared to the disciples after resurrection, Thomas wasn't there. Thomas was one of the 12 apostles. He was not there the first time. So the other disciples, when Thomas came, the Lord Jesus had already, he was gone. So they said, the Messiah is risen. Our Lord is risen. We saw him. He just walked in through closed doors and windows, and we saw him. Definitely he is the living Messiah. As he promised, as he said to us, I will rise. He did it. He is true to his word. He is truly the Messiah. Thomas said, I will not believe until I see, until I touch. The Lord Jesus did not wish to leave Thomas in his doubt, in his suspicion. The Lord comes again at another time and reveals himself again in that upper room when Thomas was present. And then he calls Thomas. He said, Thomas, come here. Touch me. Put your finger in my wound and touch me and see. It is I, no one else. I don't want you to be a non-believer. I want you to believe because you are one of my 12 eyewitnesses. So what did Thomas say after touching the body of the Lord and realizing this is true? He bows and he says to the Lord, you're my God and my Lord. Your God and Lord. Now the word and is a divider. There is God and Lord. When Adam broke God's word and saw himself, he realized he is naked. Him and his beloved wife Eve, they hid behind the tree. The Lord who came searching for Adam, the Holy Bible says, the Lord God. The Lord God. The Lord God. When the Holy Mother went to greet Elizabeth, what did Elizabeth say? How blessed am I for the mother of my Lord to come all the way to greet me. So Elizabeth says, the mother of my Lord. Thomas says, my God and my Lord. And the Lord God was walking in the garden saying, Adam, where are you? Why are you hiding? Now Thomas said, God, my God and my Lord. Now if I ask anyone, can you ever see God? No. Can you ever see your God? No. Can you see your Lord? Yes. So Lord, I can see, but God, I cannot see. Now, Lord in Aramaic is the word Maria or Mario. Morio. Morio or Maria. Now, Maria or Morio in Aramaic means Lord, but the word Maria in Aramaic also derives from the word Mara'ya. Now the word Mara'ya is to do with shepherdhood. So when you say the Lord in Psalm 23, look at King David. The Lord is my shepherd. He didn't say God is my shepherd. Because you do not see God, but do you see the Lord? Yes, because the Lord is the shepherd. Are you with me? So now you are my God and my Lord, my God whom I do not see, but through the Lord who is my shepherd, I see him, and through him I saw God. You with me now? Okay. So the word Christ is the Lord God. So when we come to receive the body and the blood, whose body and the blood and blood we receive, it is neither the body and the blood of God, because it's not biblical, and it is nor the body and the blood of Jesus, because this is also non-biblical. But we receive the body and the blood of Christ. Now, Christ is the shepherd whom I saw with my naked eye. And when I saw the shepherd, who is the Maria, the Lord, through the Lord, I saw the hidden God in him. He led me. Philip, truly I say to all of you, he who sees me sees the Father. He who sees me. Philip, who did you see? I saw the shepherd. I saw my Lord. But when you saw your Lord took you to God that was hidden inside of him. So don't ever think the word Christ is not good enough. Please, don't ever think. It is absolutely biblical. Yeah? Why don't all the apostolic churches say the body of God and the blood of God? Or the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus? They can't say it. They're stuck. They can only say the body and the blood of Christ. You see, I don't want to go more into it because I know people will misunderstand. I just pray for unity. That's what I'm trying to say. I just pray for unity. God is Christ. Christ is God revealed in the flesh. Now, and when did God put on the flesh? From the moment of conception. Hear this, O Israel, the New Testament. If anyone comes and says to you that certain Christians claim that Jesus Christ was God at the age of 30 only, that is nonsense. And if my church believes that Jesus Christ only became God when he was 30 years of age, or God was revealed in that human form at the age of 30, not at the moment of conception in the womb of the virgin of all virgins forever, the crown of our glory, our Holy Mother Mary. If anyone says, if my church says that Jesus Christ was only God at the age of 30 in the River Jordan, then I will deny my church. Because that is not a church. Jesus Christ was God and man at the same time, from the moment the archangel Gabriel greeted the Queen of Heaven, the crown of our glory, Mother Mary. From the moment he said, blessed are you full of grace, because the power of the Almighty will overshadow you, and the one whom you're going to bear in your womb is the Holy One, the Son of the Most High. From that moment, the second person of the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Triune God, the second person, the Logos, the Word, Jesus, the Word, the Son of God, the second person came. The moment he dwelt in the womb of the Holy Mother, from that moment, he was united to that human form forever. Never, not even a split moment. Not even a picosecond. You know what a picosecond is? A picosecond is the speed of light passing through a strand of hair. Now, light travels at 300,000 kilometers a second. 300,000 kilometers a second the light travels. Imagine 300,000 kilometers a second speed passing through a strand of hair. That's called the picosecond. In that picosecond, there was not a moment that the divinity ever left humanity. Impossible. From conception, on the cross, in the grave, and forevermore, in glory at the right hand of his Father seated, and forevermore. He will always be God united to the human form, to the human body. That is Christ the King. Divinity united in humanity in the person of Christ. And that's why it has to be the body and the blood of Christ. And that's a topic on its own. So, my beloveds, innocence failed, conscience failed, governments failed, patriarchs, fathers failed, the law failed, even though revealed our problem. But that's as far as the law can go. That's as far as the x-rays can go. They can only reveal your problem, but they can never heal the problem until you take them to the doctor, which is the sixth measure, the grace. We'll continue that next week. Now, that is why it's not that they are two different gods, but one God is revealing your problem, and the same God came in the end of times through grace. When you go to the doctor and show the doctor your results, and the doctor looks at the results, says, oh, you've got a problem here, you've got a problem here. Does the doctor get up and kill you or heal you? So what are you going to expect from the New Testament God, who is the same God of the Old Testament? But the Old Testament, there was the law, x-ray. God is saying, well, since you didn't want me to rule over you, well, then cop it. You see, because you didn't want me to rule over you, I was saving you all these headaches and heartaches. Are you with me now? If you had allowed God to be the only sovereign authority over you, you wouldn't have been ever sick. You wouldn't have been in problems and troubles and mischiefs and sin.